Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As Montana continues to trend conservative, this coming Tuesday presents an opportunity to push the state even more politically to the right. That's because Tuesday is primary election day, and it's a bigger deal than you may think. Let's look at the numbers. Montana has nearly 750,000 registered voters. Of those, 470,000 received mail-in ballots. That's roughly 63%. As of Monday, only 28% of those ballots had been returned. That's only 18% of all registered voters, and therein lies a huge opportunity for those who value life, marriage, and religious liberty. With the exception of 2018, voter turnout in primary elections over the past 20 years has averaged just 30%. That means every vote cast in a primary, when stacked up against the total number of registered voters, is nearly 2.5 times as powerful, and it's the primary elections that really shape the politics of the next legislative session. The true value of primaries is that they act as an ideological anchor that keep parties true to their platforms. The Democrat Party platform promotes abortion on demand, same-sex marriage, and transgender rights. It's extremely difficult for a Democrat candidate to make it through the primaries if they don't support those issues. And the same thing holds true for a Republican candidate if they were to support abortion, transgender athletics, and gun control. Primaries are not technically an election. They're a nomination where the political parties choose their candidates for the general election. So back to our numbers. Given the fact that many of the races in the state only have candidates from one party, the primary winner automatically wins the general election. If only 30% of registered voters turn out in the primaries, then a candidate unopposed in the general election could conceivably win the seat with only 16% of the vote. And that's in a two-way primary. Some of the districts have as many as 4 candidates running from the same party, so a candidate could win a seat with the support of less than 10% of registered voters. Are you beginning to see how powerful your vote can be? Another huge opportunity is the chance to change the face of the judiciary. For years, the Montana Supreme Court has been wildly liberal, as have many of the district court judges. Your vote can change that. Just go to MontanaVoterGuide.com or iVoterGuide.com to learn more about the judicial candidates. Then, cast an informed vote. The thing to remember is that the window for voting is rapidly closing. If you have a mail-in ballot, you should drop it off in person at your county election office. It's the only way to guarantee arrival by Tuesday. If you're not registered to vote, you have until noon on Monday, and be sure to bring your driver's license or a state or tribal ID. Huge gains were made in the last legislative session, and we can extend those gains if the right candidates get elected. Go to MontanaVoterGuide.com or iVoterGuide.com today, then cast an informed vote for the sake of our children and grandchildren. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.